Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Buddy Hield with the steal. Hield down to Draymond. Draymond lob, Payton, dunk! Low right, jammed it through. Chauncey Billups says, I've got to stop the noise. GP2 puts on the headset to join us right now. He was our electrifying player of the game. He's got his towel, he's got his headset, and he got a new career high, 26 points. How about that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You got a new career high, 26 points. How about that?
26, hey, I like it.
I like it
a lot.
Keep
it going, keep it going.
It just looks like, especially with the combinations you're playing with now on the floor, that everything is just fitting for you. You get to excel at what you do best. How comfortable are you right now?
We're just playing the right basketball. You know, we find open guys. We're cutting when we're supposed to. Jimmy and Steph is, you know, the man too every time, so I'm just trying to find an open outlet for them, and get easy buckets for us.
You know, I was talking to Steve Kerr before the game, Gary, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, the last two games, Brooklyn and against Detroit, and maybe a little bit tonight, maybe it's not a perfect game for the Warriors or their best game, but you guys are finding ways to winning games that maybe aren't your best. How important is that, and what goes into that?
We're just playing winning basketball. We take care of the ball. We do what we're supposed to be and be where we're supposed to be on defense. Good things happen. Everybody's playing at a high level, especially on the defensive end. We're locked in. Sticking to the game plan and doing what we're supposed to do, and we're getting out and running, and we got a lot of players that can play make. So if we keep doing that over and over and over, boring basketball is great basketball, and I appreciate these wins.
How much has Post kind of opened up the offense when he's in there?
Oh, Quinn's doing a hell of a job. Quinn's doing a great job.
Hey, beat it, Zaza. The man's giving an interview, okay?
No, jeez. Quinn's doing a great job. Draymond's guiding him and making sure he's doing the right thing where he's supposed to be, and he's spacing the floor for us and making plays down there in the paint, being our protector. So, Quinn's came a long way, and he's growing every day. He's great.
Now, you're never one to shy away from a big guy in the paint when you go to punch on somebody.
I fumbled it.
If you wouldn't have, could you have gotten over him?
Oh, yeah, I would have got it. I would have got it, for sure. I fumbled it, though.
Oh, that is beautiful. I mean, you love that, don't you? You love the challenge of those big guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They think that it's going to be an easy stop, but, make them think twice next time.
No, there's no way they think that about you anymore. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's good.
Not a chance.
They haven't seen the tape then.
Yeah. Sorry. They'll watch film.
As Manute used to say, you don't have cable?
I like that. I'm going to steal that.
Hey, I want you to give us one thing. This is totally self-serving on my part. I appreciate if you could do this. But I notice at the end of every one of your interview sessions with the other press, you always say you guys are great. Can you give us a you guys are great?
You guys are great. You guys have a great rest of your night.
All right. Thank you, GP2. Thank you, guys.
130 to 120, the final score.
I feel special.
GP2, he's nobody has. I mean, the Warriors have two guys in GP2 and Buddy Hield. They just love life. They just live it. They're out there. They're just having fun. They understand they're playing basketball for a living.
Yep.
And they get it. But he does that after every one of his little interview sessions. He goes, you guys are great. .130 to .120, your final score. Golden State with a win. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert here at Chase Center. Wish you were here with us tonight. And we watched the game where the Warriors again come away with a professional type win, and by that I mean a win where you just grind it out. Maybe you're not playing your best. There were moments where they played really well, and you tip your hat to a young Portland squad that is certainly much different than the team I saw on opening night up in Portland, and certainly much different from the team we've seen in the last couple of years. This Portland team is starting to come together because, of course, we need another good team in the Western Conference. And so, but they're a team to kind of be wary of because a lot of the teams in the West, and the Warriors are one of them, their star players are above 30. And Portland, Oklahoma City, Houston, their best players probably are not.
Yep.
And so those are the teams to kind of keep an eye on. San Antonio's another one as well. And so, I was just impressed tonight. Denny Avdija, we've never seen him play better against the Warriors, and it certainly has to be one of his better games of his career. 34 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 32 for Simons, who got them back in the game. But the Warriors were balanced. They had 4 players with 20 or more, including GP2, 24 for Steph Curry. He's now 2 threes away from 4,000, 20 apiece for Buddy Hield and Moses Moody, and a triple-double for Jimmy Butler. So they had contributions up and down the roster, and again, just impressive that this team continues to win even when they don't have their best game.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, lot to be desired tonight. They were good in the first half, and then second half just kind of got away from them a little bit. And give Portland a lot of credit too; they were hitting some shots. You mentioned Abdia hit 34 on 15 shots, so he was extremely efficient. So was Simons, but they just couldn't stop the Warriors. The Warriors were in high gear all night long. Gary Payton and Buddy Hield started early and kept it going. They had 10 threes between them off the bench, and everyone just played really good basketball. As Gary was saying, yeah, spacing, cutting at the right time, the passing, all that. I mean, it was just really, really good tonight. So, you know, it was a game where you just put it in the win column, and that's all you really want right now. It's not about style points anymore. Style points are for the first, like, 40 games where, okay, let's build towards something, and we want to play the right way, which you always do. But right now, you want to play the right way, yeah, but just get the win. Get the win. Put in the win column. You got teams around you, teams ahead of you that maybe you can get to. But again, like I said in pregame, you're not really worried about that. You're just worried about playing good basketball and trying to play and compete and put yourself in a good position once the playoffs roll around. And they just look like a different team, a more confident team, finding different ways to win. Tonight wasn't perfect. Like I said, defensively, it wasn't great. I'm sure they can go back and look at that tape and think, oh, my goodness, there's a lot of things we could have done a lot better and a lot of things to clean up. But you get the win, and you move on, and you go on to Sacramento on Thursday, as you pointed out to me.
Thursday.
I just want to make sure you know I know.
I know. I know that you know. Do you know?
Do you know that I know that you know that I know? You're going Princess Bride on
six
me now.
She's inconceivable.
Inconceivable. But me knowing that you know that I know.
Yeah. Never get involved in the land war in Asia. So I thought tonight, you know, a couple of guys that won't be highlighted by the printed word or whatever. You know, we Jimmy Butler, the triple-double. Moody had 20. Curry, 24. 20 for Buddy Hield. 26 for Payton. But I thought Looney and Post did a nice job of battling. And it's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but, you know, they had to deal with a legit 7'2" guy who you can tell knows how to get position. He was in the right place a bunch of the times tonight. And so I thought they did a nice job, you know, combining tonight. And if you add the numbers together, you can certainly see that. But I just thought they did a nice job against a big guy and a very athletic team. And they were involved in a lot of action tonight, and I thought they did well.
Well, I mean, probably Quentin Post's most complete game that I've seen him play. He had the 4-for-10, so, you know, he didn't shoot great. He was 3-for-5 from 3, 11 points on 10 shots. I mean, it's okay. But he had 7 rebounds in 25 minutes and 4 block shots. So he was contributing in other ways as well. So, yeah, I thought he was fine tonight. And, look, we always know we're going to get with Loon every single time he comes out there. He's going to be physical. He's going to set screens. He just knows the offense. He knows the defense. And you don't have to worry about him when you put him out there as far as doing the right thing on offense and defense. He's been here so long. I just love the fact that Buddy Hield and Gary Payton were so good tonight coming off the bench. I mean, they were spectacular, plus 30 combined out of those two.
Wow.
And that led the team, and it wasn't even close. Like, Steph was the best out of the starters. He was a plus 6. And everybody that came off the bench was a plus 6 or more. Guy Santos plus 7, Looney plus 6, and then 14 for Payton, 16 for Buddy Hield. So the bench was fantastic tonight. But, again, yeah, put this one in the bank. Put it in the win column, as Joe Angel used to say.
Joe Angel.
Exactly. Wow. He could put that one in the win column and move on to Sacto.
Thursday night, it should be fun, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a big game for Sacramento because they're en route right now. They're down 22 early in the fourth to New York, and they're going to need that game Thursday to kind of keep their playoff hopes alive because they're falling backwards. As you know, as we like to say in the West right now, between, you know, you could say six because the Warriors are three games behind five or two and a half now, but, you know, from 6 to 10 – you know, you're a three-game winning streak and a three-game losing streak from feeling really good or feeling really bad. So it's going to be a big game for Sacramento. They'll be ready to play. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, look, I mean, Sacramento's – I know Jalen Brunson's missing and he won't play Saturday night against the Warriors, but they still have a really good team. Like, Jalen Brunson's the hub of everything, of course, but they still got some really good players on that team, and they're going to be formidable. I mean, you take out Sabonis from that Sacramento lineup. Like, right, he's the fulcrum of the entire deal over there. Like,
every possession goes through him.
Runs everything. It's like, you know, not to the extent that he's as talented as Sabonis. He's not, but he does the same type of stuff in that, like, they're going to run their offense just about every time through Sabonis. So it's really hard when you lose someone like that this time of year. But, I mean, that's just the way it goes, and you got to find a way to fight through it.
Congratulations, by the way, to former, he was an assistant with the Kings this year and was also an assistant with the Warriors, won two championships with the Golden State Warriors. Luke Locks got named the head coach of Florida State, his alma mater. It's kind of a little bit of a dream job for him, so congratulations to Luke and his wife and their family. They're going home, and they're thrilled about it. So.
Na, 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 na.
That's good luck. Tom Tolbert's email is Tom Tolbert.
Well, I'm just doing the Florida State thing. What are you talking about? I'm not afraid anymore. I'm getting not too afraid. Old for them. I'm getting too old for
that. True. It is true. Isn't it? You're getting old. Oh, whatever. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Move on. I don't care.
It's like you mentioned Jack Buck before. It's like the old Jack Buck line to Bob Costas when they first met. Because I got ties older than you, kid.
That's a great line. That is such a great line.
Oh. All right, man. We'll see you Thursday.
When?
Let's see. Thursday is 6:30 with the airtime.
Radio only on Thursday.
Radio only locally on Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll make sure I'm here plenty early then. I'd hate to disappoint.
So we'll be here. We'll be here. Your only local coverage of the Warriors on Thursday against Sacramento.
See you, Tim.
See you.